Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. There have been two times in my life where I experienced such an awesome presence of supernatural peace. Let me tell you the two times. First, when I became a believer, I dealt with the worst fear a human can have. It was so bad, I didn't want to live. And I went to bed, and I said a two-word prayer, Jesus, help. And when I woke up. But there was something different. The room was flooded with tangible, supernatural peace like I had never experienced in my life. Now, I've never been on drugs. I can't tell you what that's like. I've never been an alcoholic. I've never even been drunk. I can't tell you what that's like. But I can tell you that this peace was so awesome, it changed everything about me. Then the second time was, I come from an Orthodox Jewish background, and my father was the tough one in my family. I couldn't even say the name Jesus without him being so deeply offended and hurt. Well, he was dying in intensive care in the hospital. A week before, this peace came all over me. Tangible. It was wonderful. I didn't even know why it was there, but I liked it. But God knew why I was there. 24 hours a day for 7 days, I walked in this most amazing peace. And when I went into the hospital room with this peace, supernaturally, I tell you, my father did not want to receive Jesus, but he could not resist this supernatural peace. And my Orthodox Jewish father, I heard with my own ears, he said, Jesus is my Messiah and Lord. Now I have found out, yes. But here's what I found out. I can walk in this same peace, the same favor, the same presence, the same feeling 24/7. And my guest is going to teach you how to do this. Dennis Clark, do you walk in this supernatural peace 24/7, really, between you and me, the Emmis, the truth? Honest truth.
24/7, but when I blow it, I get back there real fast.
Do you teach others, and do they walk in it?
Yes, that's the passion of my life, is when I discovered that it was something that could be duplicated. I just fell in love with it. It's my whole life. It's that from little children right up on to adults. They can all learn.
The Hebrew word for peace is shalom. But shalom means more than just the English word peace. What does shalom mean?
Oh, shalom means wholeness, completeness. It includes prosperity. It includes healing. It includes relationships or friendships knitting by the Spirit. It includes everything from a sense of no injustice. And the part I like, no pain, because God takes that pain away in the shalom. In the peace, there's safety. I've seen situations of deliverance and safety both, really, in the shalom of God. Tranquility, harmony, everything's intact, nothing missing.
Listen, doctors would say that if you could get rid of stress, you could probably get rid of most of the diseases known to man. Can you actually live a stress-free life?
Yes. Yes, you can. And if you're not, it's certainly within your reach. It's within every believer's reach to live in it and to practice it. Stress is basically meaning that you're being controlled. This is especially for men. You're being controlled emotionally by people or circumstances, and that is the opposite of trusting God.
So you have a choice to be controlled by people and circumstances or God.
Correct.
But you can't be by both.
Not both.
Last night at dinner, you told me something and you were demonstrating. It's amazing. Most people hear what someone is saying, but you do what you call dual awareness. Explain that.
Dual awareness is on people's words, there's a nature. And it's just like the scriptures say, you know, let the words of your mouth and the meditations be acceptable. He wants both acceptable. And people talk, they can say something pleasant, but what's the nature that's attached to it could be something unpleasant. And there's...
So you have your built-in lie detector. It's sort of like, well, that's what the Bible calls discernment.
Yes. It's making a distinction or a differentiation between what is said and what is the nature that's attached to what's said.
So most of us are talking to someone, like I'm talking to you, and it's mind to mind, but your dual nature is you know the person by your spirit. Now, you talked about dropping down from the mind to the spirit and living in the spirit, which we've been talking about. Tell me the 5 G's of peace.
Oh, the 5 G's of peace. And you can find them in Scripture. It's the direction that really the Holy Spirit wants us all to live our lives. The first one is to govern. In other words, let the peace of God rule. And in that same Scripture, he also says, let the peace of God be the umpire. Let him call the shots, or let him guide you, the second G. So there's governing, there's guiding. There's also this wonderful capacity for him to guard. Let the peace of God guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. To live in that realm is reality. And then from guarding your heart, there's even the capacity to gather. It has, just as we talked earlier, it draws. It's like a magnet. People are drawn to true comfort. When it's the comfort or the peace of the Holy Spirit, people of all backgrounds, believers and non-believers, are attracted to something that even if they can't put their finger on, they're attracted, it gathers. And the last one is that peace grounds. I noticed in the Prince of Peace in Isaiah, it talked about the government is upon his shoulders and he is ordering it and establishing it. And I like that word establishing because then you're getting grounded in it. You're not just kind of there. You're deepening that relationship to where it becomes more permanent by reason of, again, practice.
What happened to you in the halfway house?
This was a supernatural manifestation of peace. We were in an atmosphere that you could tell someone was about to run. Because the atmosphere gets charged and you know someone's going to do something like, I'm leaving this place. And in that atmosphere, suddenly it was a little bit of a warning, but all of a sudden this one man pulled a knife out. He had not taken his medication and I was standing at the only exit and he was going to go through me and he pulled that knife on me and I felt the supernatural peace of God on the inside of me, as well as almost a canopy guarding me, making me safe.
But your intellect must have been saying, tilt. Getting out of this picture.
Yes, yes. And that's the power of peace. Peace overrode it, and you basically find out that things go better when God's in charge.
Okay, did he say what he was going to do to you?
Yeah, he was going to cut me in little pieces if I didn't get out of the way. And I knew I had a deep, rigid peace that I wasn't moving. But it got even better than that because it was not just a matter of me being safe and unharmed from him and the security of that peace, but I saw the manifestation of what I believe was Jehovah Shalom or the God of peace. the one that crushes the enemy beneath your feet, because I saw him, even without the medication that he failed to take, and with the knife in his hand, I saw him soften as I stood there, and soften into where he put the knife down, and he was just like as tender as a little puppy.
Do you catch that? Supernatural protection in this supernatural peace. What about supernatural favor? How would you like some supernatural favor in this supernatural peace? We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Jesus commanded the storm to end, saying, "Peace, be still." Jesus wants you to live in his supernatural power of peace every day. And now you can. Call now and get Dennis and Jen Clark's 60-day easy-to-use course, The Power of Peace, which includes their book and four-part audio CD teaching. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9160. Through this life-changing course, you will learn how to live in supernatural peace no matter what you are facing. Be equipped to deal with unhealthy emotions and commune with the Lord like never before. Understand how to yield to Jesus, the Messiah, within you. Find out the difference between false and real peace. Learn to make decisions out of shalom, the peace of God.
You're going to have supernatural protection from this peace, supernatural healing from this peace, supernatural comfort from this peace, supernatural provision from this peace.
Receive an impartation of supernatural peace that will help you overcome every obstacle and enemy of your soul. Don't miss out on getting Dennis and Jen Clark's 60-day easy-to-use course, The Power of Peace, which includes their book and four-part audio CD teaching. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9160. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9160 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Dennis Clark. And Dennis, you're traveling, what was it, 13 and a half hours in a car. It's late at night. You're tired. You're ready to go. You're just a little bit from your hotel, and all of a sudden you see a policeman and a police wire stopping traffic. Tell me about that.
13 and a half hours in the car, driving, maybe one to 4 miles from our hotel where we were going to spend the night. This is like 10 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden, 8 lanes of traffic are stopped dead. And the police are setting up that yellow tape. They're calling it a crime scene. Here there had been a shootout on the interstate, and they made it a crime scene. They were looking for shell casings. They want to see what was going on. And cars were trying to go up the down ramp and anything to escape it, because they saw this is going to be a long, drawn-out affair. And Jennifer and I were in the car. We hold each other accountable. And she said, "We're going to practice what we preach, and we're just going to get into the presence of God rather than getting up in our head and analyzing the whole situation," which would have been detrimental. And we felt the peace of God, and I felt in the peace of God a slight leaning, which to me would have made no logical sense. I moved over one car length and then up one car length.
Did you
in dead traffic. And the beautiful part was that in that little, just that one little step of changing lane by one car length, all of a sudden, one policeman came, took the yellow tape back, and let out a number of cars, of which I was must have been around 8 or 9. And immediately behind me, he closed the tape.
So you were the last car he let in.
I was the last car he let in. And as I'm driving down the highway, I must have been excited because I looked in my rearview mirror and I was passing all of them, but there was only the other 8 that got out with me. And I'm thinking, the thought happened then, and I kind of dismissed it. I said, "I believe that was an angel." I believe that was an angelic helper there.
It doesn't make sense. He'd only let 9 cars go through.
Right.
I agree with you. I agree that was angelic help. But how long did the other cars have to stay in that line?
This was 10 o'clock in the evening, and we read the paper in the morning, which actually described that there was a car chase and a shootout, that it was 6 o'clock in the morning before they opened those lanes. And we got one good night's sleep. Matter of fact, slept even better thinking of that. But in hindsight, it was, that had to have been an angel of God, because there was no logical reason other than the peace of God making a way where there was no way.
Listen, I'd much rather have been in a hotel bed than the other cars who had to stay in their cars all night long. Did you get that? But you know what? This is so simple. To live in God's supernatural peace 24/7, where favor just overtakes you, that he teaches this to children. Tell me about the girl that was afraid to go to sleep, the young girl at night.
Little 4-year-old, having trouble going to sleep at night. She was just afraid of everything. And it was a real struggle for the parents. And we just prayed with her. And it's very interesting. We just told her that Jesus lives in you. And she would put her hands here like this and smile. And she just had a real relationship, that was reality for her. And when we explained to her that when you go to sleep, he is with you. And then she began to start proclaiming that even to everybody else. They said, are you going to go to sleep now? You know, and she goes, mm-hmm. And she got militant. She went, mm-hmm, me and Jesus are going to sleep, and he's not afraid of nothing, and neither am I.
So peace is, yeah, you can applaud that. So if I'm understanding you right, the supernatural peace has a force, a power connected with it.
Absolutely. It's the power of peace.
What about illness? What about people with terminal illnesses?
Same thing. We've taught people that sometimes, even in a terminal illness, that the torment that they're living with and the fear that they're living with is, to them, worse than the illness. And if we can get them to deal with that, even the peace then sends a message to the rest of the body that facilitates the kind of healing. All of the physical healings we've seen happen as a result of first coming to the place of peace, or what we would say is internal peace, is the rule of Christ. And that sends a powerful message to the rest of the physical body.
Tell me about the woman with arthritis.
Oh, the woman with arthritis. She was very, very sick. They didn't even know she was going to live. And she was bitter. And she needed to hear the message of forgiveness more than anything. She had unforgiveness, bitter toward her mother. And she was elderly, but that bitterness was still very intact, very all-pervasive. And she had arthritic hands. She forgave her mother from the heart, and her hands, the arthritis left immediately, right before your very eyes, the hands straightened out after she forgave her mother.
You know,
who would have connected the two?
When you see a miracle happen, the Spirit of God has been telling me that through the bones, from the neck all the way across all of your arms and your fingers, if you have pain of any kind in your back, especially in the neck now, anywhere, any of the bones in those areas are being healed. All pain, Dennis, can you feel what I feel? I feel it. I literally feel it leaving people.
Yes, yes.
It's leaving them. I'm going to have Dennis instruct you on how to walk in this supernatural peace when we come back. Don't go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. This spiritual completeness is set to usher in the greatest move toward God the world has ever known. Sid Roth has discovered Scripture's key to reaching the Jewish people with God's love. When do humanity opens the door for God to move in signs and wonders, and all will see the evidence of the invisible God promised in Scripture? At SidRoth.org, you'll find mentoring tools to empower you to share how one new humanity is critical to bringing multitudes to know God. You'll understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church, and how all the nations of the earth will experience blessings unseen in human history. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here, and I am overwhelmed because I know what's happened in my life when I've walked in this supernatural peace, that I can actually walk in this 24/7. Now, Dennis, tell me about this Mi'kmaq Indian woman.
Yes, this was an exciting little trip that we took with a group of pastors up into the Maritimes, and we stopped at a little home meeting. We had as many pastors as we had people in the home meeting, and it was like one for each person. Some people were receiving Christ for the first time as a believer. Others were getting filled with the Holy Spirit. And in the midst of this, now we had 15 ministers there, in the midst of this, a woman just goes ballistic. She just has a meltdown. She's watching what's taking place. And she said, I want more of Jesus too, but you don't understand. I would like to have what these people are having, but you don't understand my whole life. And she started talking. And of course, then 13 out of the 15 looked over at Jennifer and I went, here's one for you. Okay. And we knelt down by the side of her, and this is in front of all these people, and she is just emotionally having a meltdown. And I got her to just put her hand on the belly and say, we're going to let the Jesus in you deal with these things that you're crying out to. And I said, one at a time, because she's hysterical. You have to slow her down, just one at a time. And probably unlike anyone I've ever ministered to, she had more traumatic events. But in less than 20 minutes, here's what happened.
You literally showed her how to release the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Into that situation.
The Prince of Peace on the inside was going to move into all of these areas. She had five serious violations. The first one was she was beat with a belt as a child until it left horrific scars. The second thing that she told us, and now mind, she's crying and then getting peace on one. Then we go to the next one. Then after the belt beating, she went to the fact that she was sexually molested as a child. And it just breaks your heart. And then you watch it go from the hurt and the pain, and it changes to peace. And she caught on in the middle. She goes, you know what's going on inside of me when it's happening, don't you? And I says, yeah. But that worked as a dual witness. It wasn't for me to show off that I know what's going on. What she saw was, if he can tell what's going on in me, it's real. Hmm. And it affirms it. It's like a dual witness is what I call it. The third one is, she said she had been raped. The fourth one was that she had had several abortions in her life, and we prayed through the hurt and the pain and the grief that. And the last one, she said she just started weeping, and I said, say it out loud. She could hardly say it. She said, I saw my own son murdered before my eyes, and nothing was ever done about it. And we prayed her through that. And all of these were serious, serious violations of her personhood. And that's why, you know, only God can do the supernatural. But her response was a countenance change, smile, joy. But the revelation that came out of her mouth is what really impressed me. She said, I feel the peace of God surrounding all around me and making me safe. I'm going back to the reservation. I'm going to help people. I'm going to teach people how to do this.
Well, we're going to teach you how to do this in just one moment. But the most amazing thing is that when Dennis goes into places like shopping malls, restaurants, the whole atmosphere changes. And what God's doing in Dennis, he wants to do in you. Would you teach them how to move in this?
The first thing is the change of focus. And it's like, we always call it first feel forgive. But in your mind, any person or situation in your mind that causes you to lose your peace down here, and sometimes it helps to even put your hand down on the belly area, because you can sense that with the person or situation, there's something unruly down there that needs to change. Then you let or allow Christ the Forgiver to flow to that and through that until you feel peace. Not only when you feel peace, and it'll happen quickly, but then you will know that up here you have the historical record, but down here you have the heavenly record. I want you to close your eyes wherever you're at right now. I want you to put your hand down low. And you're asking the Holy Spirit to search my heart for any disruption, any chaos, anything that needs to be brought back into order and restore my peace. That first person or situation that comes to mind, allow, let Jesus the Forgiver in you go to that disruption, to that feeling, through that feeling, and let him carry it away, so that just like the scripture we quoted, out of your belly is flowing rivers of loving forgiveness, rivers of living water flowing out when it changes to peace. Most of the time, that is all you would have to do in 90% of the cases.
I can tell you, I experienced that peace. I say shalom to you.
Jesus commanded the storm to end, saying, "Peace, be still." Jesus wants you to live in his supernatural power of peace every day. And now you can. Call now and get Dennis and Jen Clark's 60-day easy-to-use course, The Power of Peace, which includes their book and four-part audio CD teaching. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9160. Through this life-changing course, you will learn how to live in supernatural peace no matter what you are facing. Be equipped to deal with unhealthy emotions and commune with the Lord like never before. Understand how to yield to Jesus, the Messiah, within you. Find out the difference between false and real peace. Learn to make decisions out of shalom, the peace of God.
You're going to have supernatural protection from this peace, supernatural healing from this peace, supernatural comfort from this peace, supernatural provision from this peace.
Receive an impartation of supernatural peace that will help you overcome every obstacle and enemy of your soul. Don't miss out on getting Dennis and Jen Clark's 60-day easy-to-use course, The Power of Peace, which includes their book and four-part audio CD teaching. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9160. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9160 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. There is a spirit of delusion that is coming upon the church, and I want you warned so it doesn't touch you and it doesn't touch your loved ones. That's what we're going to talk about today.